And we will go further to that later. And then why was it required? It was required because man has to have much more than physical fitness than to survive, because he's the provider. So he has to have some kind of spiritual backup condition so that he can overcome the physical weaknesses. Then it requires a very thorough, detailed explanation in order for one to acquire it. And so it is elders that have all this knowledge. So we come to the resources. Resources. What are resources in this culture? The human resources are elders who have experienced lifetime existence and also survival skills. They have all the knowledge. So they became teachers. They became the wise men. They became the teachers and advisors and many other things. And the guidance for the young people. And the old person, and also the human resources in that nature, is we have young people who have strong physical power, who can take over any physical needs. And we have the young women who are very, very healthy and strong, who can provide some service to a group. So we have all those to deal with in that time in the past. Survival training is required for both, male and female. The man has a special training to acquire, and a woman has a special training to acquire. Because a woman is the homemaker, and the teaching is not a textbook. It's a practical teaching in all through life. So for health and medication falls into the women. The woman who is supposed to know all the good health practice and also a medicine that she has to require. We deal with health and medicine first. We talked about it, and then the next item is medicine itself. And the medicine, when we talk about medicine, we talked about herbs and plants. Any other process that or extraction that can be made from either plants or from animals, all these. And the teaching that goes with it, teaching that goes with the training that goes with it. And then we have a next item, a traditional teaching in spirituality. We have mentioned that when we talked about spirituality plus process. So the traditional teaching is, which has been established a long time ago, is to go into the retreat, into the self-denial, and what are they called? Frustration, whatever it is, you know, to develop some kind of a middle point of a human consciousness and a spirituality. There is a heavy topic about this, and we will deal with that in a specific way. And then we have this spirituality which deals philosophy and also includes the psychology. I understand philosophy mean what makes a person think and behave, and psychology is the results of the way we think. If I'm right, if I'm wrong, I'm sorry. I may have used the wrong word, but I have to be forgiven. Bear with me. And there are other topics yet that we have to deal with. That it's in the group that was before the European contact. There are many other things we have not mentioned about the mysteries. The mysteries like Bagaskogan and the other stuff. And we have not deal with the Wittigo. And we have not deal with the extremities of, how do I say that? The human mysteries. For example, what happened what is we to go?